Hey guys, thank you so much for tuning in to The Business Alchemist, where we believe in serving with spirit. I have a solo today. I haven't done a solo in a long time, and I feel like it is perfect energy, perfect time for me to record a solo episode. I want to talk about something that keeps coming up for me, for clients, for friends. I feel like this is coming up on a collective level right now. So I'd love to tell you what I feel, what I think about it. I really think right now, by the way, if you are new here, I'm someone who I have been a spiritual entrepreneur for about 10 years now. And I struggled in the early stages between, do I become someone who channels because I have spiritual gifts, or do I focus on the skill set that I have, which is marketing and PR? And because I believe in authenticity, I had to learn how to navigate in the physical world and the spiritual world in order to fulfill my purpose, which for me is the gift and the skills combined. Is my gift and skills together is the purpose. And the purpose for me is to help other people unleash their gifts, find their gifts, release their blocks, remove their blocks, and really step into and understand business and how to start and grow companies. This is really where I geek out. This is really what I love doing. And I'm someone who genuinely, for a very long time, studied other people in the industry. And it's always heartbreaking for me when I see that people invest so much time and money into these courses and all these things that are going on, and they're not understanding on a deeper level or even on a skill level what the steps are. So they feel like that money is a loss. Anytime I work with someone, I first try to understand their current energy. I help them understand the current energy that they're on, how they got there, their beliefs about money, their beliefs about business, their beliefs about, you know, all things that built the house that they're in. And from there, we really explore and do a lot of energy and channeling in order to feel comfortable in our bodies in order to take the next step in our careers. So with that being said, that's a little bit about me, what I do, how I got started. And the past few months, actually about 3 months ago, what happened was I went into this phase where some clients who are leaning more in the 3D, which is okay. You know, there are clients who are just business driven and I'm more spiritual, so I love working with spiritual entrepreneurs. A few decided to part ways with me. Not fully. I still do the marketing stuff, but not the spiritual stuff. And I was, at first, of course, I, just like anyone else, when we lose a client or even two, automatically the programming and what starts to happen is we go into survival. We go into panic. We start worrying about bills. And I decided that because I'm someone who has done the spiritual work for so long, that up until this point, I've always been okay, thanks to my belief system, thanks to my spirituality, thanks to my faith, thanks to my knowing, thanks to God, thanks to the universe. And so I decided that I wasn't going to dabble in between the matrix, which is 3D reality, and I'll talk about that in a little, and ultimately higher consciousness, which is 5D, which is where I genuinely feel I thrive and where my gifts come from in order for me to bring them from 5D to 3D. So I spent about a good month, maybe 2 months, completely transparent here, completely being honest here. I spent about 2 months detached from work. Luckily, I have people that work with me and, you know, the operation's still running itself. You know, it's not like I just didn't work. I have people I count on in my company, and luckily the work was being done. So I was blessed and fortunate enough to be able to take a step back. And for 2 months, I spent time in nature. And what that looks like for me is I hiked, I walked, I disconnected, I didn't try to get new clients. I just wanted to reconnect with my spirit. And for me, that just felt like not wanting to worry. I felt like the more, or let me rephrase that, I felt like if I continued to worry, I would be operating from 3D, I'd be operating from human logic, I'd be operating from the old programming. And I genuinely, in my heart and my soul, didn't want to do that. Especially because if you're a spiritual being or a spiritual entrepreneur, you know that 2024 has a very powerful open portal energy. And what's happening is if you can be on this high frequency, a lot of things start to come into your space quicker and sort themselves out. So I did not allow myself to worry. And interestingly enough, things came to me. New clients came to me. I didn't seek out clients. Clients came to me through word of mouth, referral. I attracted through taking a step back. Now, when I got back into working and, you know, picking up these new clients and my momentum started, I really believe that the momentum comes from the space in between where you're in preparation on an energetic level to accept the 3D tasks and responsibilities God and Spirit wants to give you. So this is why burnout for entrepreneurs is so damaging, because in the hustle culture, which is a masculine energy, and I know a lot of masculines are like, but I love to work, I love to do this, and that's fine. That's the beautiful balance of the feminine and the masculine. It works for the masculine energies, but for the feminine energies, we as a collective can do it a different way. One or the other is not right or wrong. It's just your own way of being. If you are an energy, if you are a soul that feels burnt out, your energy is calling you to take a step back in order to receive. That's all that is. There's no wrong way. There's no right way. I hear this debate often in the entrepreneurial space. Well, I think action, action, action. Well, I think receive, receive, take a step back. Either or is fine. It just matters on the current positioning and dance your human wants to do. There are times where I pick up momentum and I have to be in the action because it's my turn to co-create with the spirit world. There will be times in your journey where you're going to have to take massive action because you have momentum. But if the momentum starts to slow down and you start to feel burnt out, that's really not an invitation to go seek and do more. That's an invitation and the permission from God, Source, Universe, Spirit to take a step back in order to receive more. And who you become and how you trust in that meantime is going to really help you pick up momentum. Because the more I took a step back, the more momentum I received. And I know this because it's happened to me before, which is why when a few months ago, you know, a few clients left, I was like, okay, Jackie, but you know what to do now. So take a step back, which is what this episode is about, which is what keeps coming up, which is what I want to talk about. I feel like a lot of people are doing the dance between 3D and higher consciousness. And I keep having this conversation with spiritual entrepreneurs where I'm like, why don't you just trust the inner knowing that's telling you it's okay to disconnect? Why do you feel like you need to do something more? If the doing isn't bringing, then stop the doing. If the doing feels forced, stop the doing. If the action feels or comes with anxiety and comes with frustration, stop the action. The action has to come with the momentum. The action has to come with supercharged power that you have fully embodied the energy you're trying to bring forward and co-create with. And that's why the rest period or the receiving and the step back period is so important for us human beings. See, that term in itself, human beings, is a dance because we are humans, but we're also beings. So we have to learn how to be. And sometimes being looks like receiving. Sometimes being looks like, hey, God, source, universe, I'm exhausted. Tag, you're it. I trust fully. I surrender fully. And surrender actually is not difficult. What's difficult is the vision. If you don't trust in your own vision, if you don't trust in your own intuition, of course you won't be able to surrender because you don't know what you're even surrendering to because you are not clear, you're not safe. You haven't embodied your own vision. You haven't embodied your own being. You've just embodied the human. And I always tell people, if we can look at our person, our human, as a character, and what are we doing in this level of our life? How are we leveling up, right? How are we leveling up to get to the next level? And in this human spiritual game, it's important for us to recharge because sometimes the next level requires more action. And we can't take more action if we haven't embodied, if we haven't embraced, if we haven't rested and really internally become the next character for the next set of action. I really hope that makes sense. I know this is deep what I'm saying, but if you can process it, re-listen if you must, because this is one of my most favorite solos recently in this new space. And I don't want to call it a phase, but moment that I'm in my spiritual journey. And it keeps coming up for more than one person, which is showing me, or really I'm feeling into the fact that a lot of people are doing the dance between, can I trust my intuition? Can I trust the spirituality? Yes, you can. A lot of people are living proof that yes, you can. So why don't you just embody it? You know, then I'll tell you, I was channeling for a dear friend of mine. And what channeling is, if anyone's like, Jackie, you talk about channeling, what is channeling? Sometimes my gifts are people call me and they'll ask me questions. Now, anyone that channels know the less information I have, the easier it is to channel. Because as soon as you give me information or you give a channeler too much information, we may lean into logic. So I prefer, me personally, I prefer, please don't give me any information. You can give me a name. You can give me a question, but do not give me any information where I can use logic. So I was channeling for my friend who called me to ask me a few questions. And I gave her this beautiful spiritual answer. And her response was even more beautiful. She said, you know, I spiritually felt that on a deep level, but thank you for confirming it for me. Which then brought me back to everything I'm saying in this episode. You guys can feel, especially in this year, because of the portals and because the collective is waking up so, you know, on such a grand scale, you guys can feel bits and pieces of information. You guys can feel bits and pieces of wisdom, and you're just not trusting it because you've been programmed by so long to think so critically and to solve in a different way. And you've probably heard me say this, but we are actually programmed to critical think and lean more on logic based on facts, when who wrote the facts, right? Who wrote the facts? We're actually taught not to lean into spirituality, and that that's delusional or that's crazy, but it's not, because the more you lean into spirit and faith and God and source and universe and spirituality, the more successful, the more abundant, the more powerful, and things in your life work out. So, of course, that can feel scary because you're going up against the unseen. And one of my favorite quotes, and if you're with me for a while, yes, I'm going to repeat it because it really is one of my favorite quotes. At least you guys know I'm consistent with what I say. Walk by faith, not by sight. And in this dance of 3D matrix versus 5D and higher consciousness, people, especially entrepreneurs, are dabbling in the space. They go in and out. I have faith. I have faith. I have faith. Oh, adversity. Here it comes. I need to solve this using logic. I need to pick up another client now, now. And they go into survival mode. Survival mode is a frequency that then goes into your body. You embody survival mode, and then the universe will reflect every situation and event that's going to cause you to survive, because your body is in the mode of survival. When you take your body out of survival through self-talk, through meditation, through just acceptance of this moment, your body now can rest, relax, receive, and then the universe and reality can mirror back, this person is not in survival, therefore I can give abundance back to them because they have trusted the process, themselves, their character, and the body has embodied that energy. So, if you're someone who feels like they're in the middle of adversity and you're worrying, my advice to you is it's okay for you to take some time, whatever that feels like in your body. It could be a day, could be a week. Your body will know what it feels like, and it's okay to take a step back and allow your spirit, allow God, allow things to unfold and prepare yourself using peace frequency to receive momentum for peaceful abundance. I really hope this episode makes sense for you guys. I really hope that if you didn't understand fully, maybe you re-listen slowly, maybe you write some things down. And as always, I love you guys so much. Leave a rating and, oh, my voice got shaky there. It's like my human jumped out after channeling this episode, I guess, because that was such a beautiful episode. It was like, yes, leave a rating and a review. Okay, guys, so leave a rating and a review. And as always, until next time, I love you guys.